they had a bucket or a big jar that we'd put the cobs down in and pour kerosene or coal over them. Uh-huh. And then you could take one of them and put it in the fireplace and stick a match, and it wouldn't.
I tell you what happened right up in there. My mother bought an old gasoline arm. It was similar to that thing down there, except it had a tank on it, and you put gasoline in it and pump it up under pressure. But anyway, I was a kid there, and we had the fireplace in there. Had a fire in it. Of course, kid-like, I just throw the gas on the fire. It set me on fire and set the house on fire in there, and it burnt me pretty lively. And from that day to this, there's no gas or kerosene or nothing come in this house. Well, that broke it.
When you were growing up here, did you say kerosene or coal oil?
We said coal oil.
Coal oil all the time.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
right.
It was nothing but coal oil.
Okay.
And the funnest part there was spelling it. Most of us spelled it C-O-L-D-O-I-L.
Oh,
that was the spelling of it.
Coal oil.
Coal, C-O-L-D, coal. Oh. Well, it should be C-O-A-L.
I see.
That's the way they spelled it. I can remember seeing the list there of my daddy lots of time there. See, back in those days there, well, my daddy was one of the first to have what we call carbide lights. It was generated by putting carbide in a big tank out there, and it would filter down in this water and form a gas, and we had it piped in the house, and it made a light, what we call carbide light. Now we had that right after we had the kerosene, the coal oil lamps.
You remember, did you have a mantle on the carbide?
The best? Oh, no.
Well now, we had a pipe coming down so far, and we had a little thing with a flint on it, like, just like in a cigarette lighter. And you turn the gas on, and you would flip that, and the light would come on.
But what started to glow? What, did you call it a mantle, or what was that?
The raw gas coming out there. When we flipped the flint, the raw gas would burn.
Actually, you didn't have a flimsy little.
No, sir. No wick, or no fiber, or no nothing. In other words, they had it fixed in that globe some way or another. And I know Mama had a beautiful floor lamp out of a carbide light. And it was a beautiful thing. And I'd give anything in the world. I still say Mary Lou stole it. I still say that. That's my sister.
With a colorful...
With all this, it was fancy. It was fancy iron work going up, and then it had a enormous... what you call them, globes or around it there. And best I remember, it had three lights in it. You could light one, two, or three.
Speaking of globes, when you first got electric, what did you call the things? Did you call them electric globes or electric lamps or electric bulbs or what?
Well, we got electricity in 1937. And the only thing, we just call them electric bulbs.
Right from the start.
Electric bulbs. Oh. Light bulbs. Electric bulbs.
Come back to the fireplace for a minute. After you started the fire, what did you put, what did you call the big...
banking the fireplace in, we put a great big back stick on. And then by that, but by all day you had a hearth, I mean in other words, getting close, you now had a bed of coals. And you put that great big back stick on, and those bed of coals, it would simmer, and next morning it would most likely be burned up. And that's the way the fire would burn all night.
I see.